NBA Australia. It's a bonus episode. What the crap is going on? No one knows. But that's right, man. It's NBA Australia. I'm James Clements. I'm here at the W Hotel in Los Angeles, California. Los Angeles. How's it going for Memorial Day? It's a Sunday. We don't usually do an episode on a Sunday, but this is the first time in 39 years that both conference finals have gone to a Game 7. So this is a very, very quick extra bonus preview award amazing show that we're going to do. So just think about this, man. The first time since 1979 when the Washington Bullets and the Seattle Supersonics basically won their Game 7s against San Antonio and the Phoenix Suns in the East and Western Conference Finals, respectively, to go on to play for the second consecutive year in the NBA Finals, actually, where my boys, the Seattle Supersonics, beat the Bullets, their last ever and only NBA title, goddammit, in five games. Maybe that's Cavs-Warriors, and maybe it's a good sign that the Sonics and Bullets got through to play back-to-back again. Who knows? Either way, we've got Game 7 in Boston today. Cleveland to Boston. Woo, man, Cleveland, no Kevin Love, but that's probably for the best considering that flogs a minus 20 in the series out there looking like fucking Ryan Anderson. They're a plus 18 with Love on the bench, man. That's the highest on the team. And the Celtics have been attacking on defense all series, and now they can't. So maybe it's probably for the best for Cleveland there. Who knows? It's game 100 of this year for LeBron, which is absolutely bananas. And it's just been an insane year for Cleveland regardless, right? Just think about this, right? Game 7 of the conference finals again. They lost in the finals last year. They fired David Griffin just as he's putting together Paul George for Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving to, like, Phoenix trades and stuff. They fire this guy because Cleveland's owner, Dan Gilbert's a fucking spud. They then end up trading fucking Kyrie for a draft pick and a busted-up Isaiah Thomas. Old mate with, like, you know, some sort of Terminator hip over there. They signed Dwayne Wade for some reason. They signed Derrick Rose for some completely other bullshit reason. Kevin Love breaks his hand. Derrick Rose fucks off for 2 weeks. They trade Thomas and a bunch of other moves at the trade deadline. Ty Lue is sick, takes a leave of absence, and now they're in a Game 7 against the Celtics, man. Who, on the flip side for them, only returned four players from last year's Eastern Conference Finals team. They lost their marquee free agent, the second best player, 5 minutes into the season. They started a rookie and a second-year player as a result for the rest of the year, and then crushed it, but then lost their bloody best player, Kyrie Irving, for the rest of the year, 60 games into the season. And somehow still made the Eastern Conference Finals Game 7 despite having Marcus Morris on their team. Unbelievable. That's what you get when you got bangers hanging out there just laying cement truck picks everywhere. So, how's this, man? If LeBron pulls out an insane Game 7 to beat Boston in Boston, what do you reckon? We'll have to fire up that Outback Takehouse grill because we're going to have some flame-grilled LeBron versus MJ takes ready, aren't we? It's going to be amazing. So that'll be unreal. But so tonight, no Kevin Love. It's really insane that this game might come down to Jeff Green playing well on the road in an Eastern Conference Game 7, isn't it? Like, what the hell is that about? It's bananas. But it's George Hill, J.R. Smith, Korver, Green. If they shoot well, the Cavs win. If they don't, they lose, even if LeBron has 50-12-12. It's almost as easy as that, right? Like, Celtics are 10-0 at home this season, so you know they're going to be all right. Tatum and Brown are playing out of their minds, and at home, Al Horford is apparently the best center in the NBA. Marcus Smart and Terry Rozier, you can't miss a goddamn shot. And Mook Morris there turns into bloody Charles Barkley. That's bizarre. So I don't know, man. What do you reckon? Celtics, amazing at home, 10-0. The Cavs, they've got the best player. I don't know. So, look, this is the preview. Let's do it. As mentioned on Friday's show, I think you bet against LeBron in a Game 7 at your own peril. So, I don't know. Until he loses a Game 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals, I'm going to pick Cleveland. Weird. And then Game 7, look, we'll preview this again tomorrow in the actual proper show. But, man, watching second half of that Game 6 was bananas, right? Rockets were up 10 at the half. On the road, they can smell it. They're like, we're going to the finals. And then, bam! Klay Thompson goes, yeah, nah, bro. Not going to happen, eh? I'm just going to start hitting threes everywhere. It's fully sick, bro. And you're like, man, Clay, how can you be that high and be that good at basketball? Anyway, suddenly fast Jimmy Harden shooting air ball threes, fumbling the ball, turning it over, getting blocked. That was tough, man. So Rockets, probably no Chris Paul, but the Warriors, probably no Iggy. I don't know, man. It's just weird watching the Warriors wake up and looking like themselves for a half of basketball and outscoring Houston 64-25 in a half. 64-25. You're going to be dreaming to think that that's not the most badass thing you'd ever see. 64-25. And that defense. of the Warriors, man. Oh, they held the Rockets to 9 points in the fourth quarter. That is just legitimately unbelievable. You can't hold like the Charlotte Bobcats of 2011 to 9 points in a quarter. And they won like 12 games. Holy shit. So now the Rockets have to do it again in Houston as well for game seven. And I think that was the sort of game that they needed, right? They needed a kick in the pants and go, oh shit, we're about to lose, man. Come out, Clay goes bananas. He has 35 for the game. And they realize, shit, man, I want to make the finals. So how about we win this and be really good at basketball? And that's kind of where we're at now, right? So no C3P. That means the Rockets got no Harden release valve outside of Eric Gordon. So I think give me the Warriors, but we'll break this down a little bit more in full on tomorrow's show. But either way, that game six was legitimately amazing. And it's still pretty cool to see the Warriors bust out just like that, you know, all-conquering, world-devouring fucking Unicron shit. It's pretty badass. All right, and there you go. You know what? That was a little bonus conference finals game seven preview for you before we get back to the proper episodes tomorrow covering everything that happened this weekend. So, all right, enjoy your two conference final game seven for the first time in nearly four decades, and we'll speak to you tomorrow, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, later, Hosan!